This is South Florida Sunday. We thank you for being with us, and we'd like to welcome our next guest, Stephen Abrams, who is here to talk with us about Tri-Rail. Stephen is the Executive Director of the South Florida Regional Transportation Authority. Welcome back to South Florida Sunday.
Thank you, Ron. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you with us. For folks who may see the Tri-Rail trains as they're driving, let me rephrase that. As people who may have seen those Tri-Rail trains going by as they're sitting in traffic on I-95, give us a little backstory on Tri-Rail, where it all started, and where we are today.
Well, it actually all started 32 years ago as a temporary traffic mitigation project because I-95 was under construction. Mm-hmm. And gained some popularity, and of course I-95 is always under construction, as we all know down here. So Tri-Rail has continued on, and in fact in July we welcomed our 100 millionth rider over those 32 years, which of course means 100 million cars off of the roads of South Florida in that period of time.
Well, as a longtime user of Tri-Rail, I go from the last outpost at Mangonia Park down to Broward Boulevard in Broward, and I'll admit I have a real sense of satisfaction sitting there in air-conditioned comfort, looking on my cell phone and staring over at a traffic jam on 95 and saying, you know, that I could be sitting in that traffic jam right now, but yet for just a couple of dollars, I'm well on my way home. So the goal has been met, and Tri-Rail provides a great service, and it does go from Mangonia Park all the way down to Miami, right?
Correct. Miami International Airport. I'm also one of those daily riders for about the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, can attest to how convenient it is to be able to sit there and, you know, work on your emails or something. Uh-huh. While everyone else is grabbing the steering wheel as you look out the window on 95. So we go 70, that's a 73 miles from Mangonia Park down to Miami International Airport.
Wow. That's very convenient. Now, there's a new program, new primary focus is Tri-Rail's Respect the Rails effort. Tell us about that campaign.
Well, we do this every year. I mean, it's Respect the Rails Week, but for us, it's Respect the Rails every day. But it is an opportunity for us to raise awareness about the dangers of an active rail corridor for both drivers and pedestrians, and to save lives.
Yeah, and we have talked in the past about being on the train and seeing people get off and just without paying any attention, walk right across the tracks, walk right past the guardrails and not even given a thought to the fact that they've just gotten off a fast-moving train and it could be headed their way. And also Amtrak, Tri-Rail shares those rails with Amtrak, so there's always Amtrak trains going back and forth, and they fly.
Yes, the Amtrak trains are really fast. So we have Amtrak, we also have CSX Freight, and we have various other crews on the corridor at any given time. So, yeah, unfortunately, we get people who cross the tracks without looking both ways and thinking that maybe because their train has passed by that they can sneak under the gates, because after all, the train just left the station. But in fact, they're not looking the other way to understand that a train is maybe coming in the opposite direction. Then we get people who actually use the tracks as some sort of sidewalk. And, you know, it may look to you that there are no trains coming, but they can appear out of nowhere and appear very quickly because, as you mentioned, they go very fast. And, of course, they can't stop on a dime. They can't swerve out of the way like a car can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And something else I've noticed, that there's a bit of an optical illusion because of the distance. You may be on the tracks, and you may be looking down, and you see a train, and you think, oh, it's miles from here. But you don't realize how fast they're actually going. And the closer they get, the illusion is the closer they get, the faster they become. Their speed hasn't changed. It's just that from that distance creates that illusion, right?
Yes, very true.
So tell us more about this campaign, Respect the Rails. What all are you doing to raise awareness?
Well, we're doing a lot of interviews like this on radio, on television. We're doing some paid advertising in the newspapers. And, of course, through social media to let people know. We also are collaborating, as we have all year, with the other railroads, such as Brightline, with our first responders, our helplines, and you know, anyone else who has an interest in this, in getting the word out.
And is there some stuff that you wanted to share with our listeners I haven't asked you about that you wanted to make people aware of today?
Well, as we've discussed, I mean, we can do all of the awareness and collaborations and set up all of the measures of the gates and the lights and the bells, but ultimately it's up to drivers not to stop on the tracks, you know, trying to get past the tracks, and they see and get backed up by the car in front of them because they didn't leave enough room. Not and of course the pedestrians who we've discussed want needing to be aware of their surroundings and be safe whenever you're near our tracks.
And if you're crossing the tracks, pull those earbuds out for just a second and give a little listen, right?
Yeah, you know, we're all attached to our iPhones, whether you have the earbuds in or whether you're just staring down at the screen and not thinking. But, yeah, you have to just put those aside just for a couple seconds while you pay attention. Even the teenagers I know can do that.
And you know something else, too, an important point is if you're in your car and you're stopped at the tracks for the tri-rail train, it only takes, like a minute, maybe 90 seconds at the most for the entire tri-rail train to go by. So it's not like you're going to be any extra later to your appointment just by stopping and observing the guardrails.
Right. It's a great point. They go by very quickly. The gates go right back up, and you're on your way.
And if we could shift gears for just a moment, you mentioned COVID earlier in our conversation, and of course you guys are really making sure that you're taking all the safety protocols on the trains.
Yes, well, we are under the TSA mandate for all transportation, whether it be airlines or trains or buses, which requires riders to wear masks. So we enforce that on the trains. We're running like about 92% service, but really are only up to about 60% of our pre-COVID ridership, which actually is way ahead of most other commuter railroads in the country. But nonetheless, that enables some social distancing to occur on the trains. We've been fortunate not to be a vector of transmission. Of course, you know, the platforms are all outdoors, and so it's been a knock on wood, a safe mode of transportation for our riders to enable them to get to their jobs, some of which are essential work jobs in healthcare and other fields. So we were glad to keep our service operating throughout the pandemic, and in fact have been gradually increasing it along the way.
Excellent. Well, Stephen Abrams, with the Executive Director of the South Florida Regional Transportation Authority, thank you for being back on again with us here at South Florida Sunday. It's good to talk with you again, and good luck with your Respect the Rails continuing campaign, and good luck with that. Congratulations on your ridership numbers, and we hope that we see those increase in the very near future. You guys are doing a great job of, as you say, getting cars off the road and helping us with our environmental issues and getting people to work. And even folks who ride their bikes, if they find that they are in need to go to an appointment that's several miles away, you guys are bike-friendly. You can put your bike on the train with you and get to your destination and finish off the rest of the trip on your bike.
Absolutely. We also have the ability for people to be able to use Uber or a Lyft or a taxi from some of our stations. We have information at the stations how you can plug that in to get a complimentary ride to your final destination.
And there are also bus transfers, right? You can hop off the train, jump right on a bus.
You can jump on the bus.
Excellent. Stephen, it's always good to talk with you, and we appreciate you being with us here on South Florida Sunday.
My pleasure.